Hi friends, how is your Lent going?
Not good?
Yeah, Lent can be really hard, it can be very difficult, and maybe it hasn't turned out the way that you wanted it to. So what should we do? We're in the second Sunday of Lent. Maybe we should go back to the beginning, literally to Ash Wednesday, to the reading on Ash Wednesday, because they give us the key to make Lent fruitful, and that's what I want to talk about in today's video, specifically the three instructions that Jesus mentions. Let's go back through them really quickly. Remember that he says, when you give alms, when you pray, when you fast. That's the order in which he has them in. Notice anything? Pay attention to the order that he places them, because he is revealing to you the order that he wants you to do them in. First of all, the first thing that he asks of us is to give alms. Think about that. He first wants us to answer the needs of other people before we ask God for anything. So first, we give alms to the needy and to the church. Then we pray and we can ask because we have first answered the needs of those around us. Then we can petition God for something. And lastly, we intensify our prayer and we offer a sacrifice along with it by fasting first. And we prepare for fasting by praying and giving alms. This is a challenge that I have specifically been focusing on myself, and I want to make it concrete for you. First, with the Mass. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about participation in the Mass or full and conscious participation. And typically what they mean is saying the prayers, listening to the readings and singing and all those things. But if you really think about it, that's a pretty shallow way to participate. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It's easy. And yes, it's definitely better than doing nothing. But I would say that there's something missing there. It's too shallow. Now, when you look at the Jews and the way in which they offered their sacrifices, they had to purchase the sacrifice that was given to the priest, and they would give that sacrifice along with a petition to God. So they had something invested in it. They had skin in the game. When we go to Mass, you have to ask, what's our equivalent? How are we participating in the Mass? And is just singing and praying and just kind of being present and listening, is that enough? I would suggest that it isn't. Often we go to Mass and it's like we don't receive anything. And the Eucharist is the main thing that we're striving for during Lent. Remember how the Jews went through the desert and they received that manna from heaven. That's what gets us through Lent. That's what makes Lent fruitful. That's really what we're focusing on. So Lent is really about us getting much more out of the Mass. Now, I want to walk you through some of the prayers of the Mass so you could understand the logic of even how it's set up and how giving alms is the key to unlocking the sacrifice that is there. Now, in the Mass, first, after the homily and after the different prayers and the universal prayers, then everyone sits down. Then what's the next thing that you notice? The baskets are passed down and they're playing music and they're preparing a lot of things. And what's the very next thing after they take up the collection? The priest says, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours. Now that's where you have to stop and ask, what's your sacrifice? What is it? What is he talking about? Now, it can't just be that you're singing and listening and praying the prayers. That would just seem too lame. I'm sorry, but that's would seem so shallow. There's got to be more to it. No, it's literally what they just did. They are bringing up the bread and the wine along with what people have just given. And his sacrifice is, well, his priesthood and the Eucharist. He's offering Jesus. What's our sacrifice? It's the collection. It's the money that you put in. So think about that. Collection, they take up the money. He says, let's pray that God will accept our sacrifice, mine and yours, the bread and the wine and the money that you've given. And then he prays the prayers for it to all be changed into Jesus. And that's how we share in the sacrifice of Jesus' self-offering to the Father. Because what's the Mass? The Mass is Jesus' death on Calvary, his sacrifice to God the Father. How do we participate in it? Well, one way could be by being a martyr and by dying. That would be one way, very valid. But the main way that we do it is through our daily work, our daily holy lives, and the money that we make. That's what money is. Money represents the value of the work that we have done throughout the week. So it's not just cash. It's our livelihood. It's everything. It's so important. Then he says the prayers, and then we receive, then the Eucharist is there, and he's going to give us the body and blood of Jesus, and we receive Jesus. How do we really receive? Now, my question or my suggestion to you would be that when you receive the Eucharist, you receive as much as you put in. So if you gave a dollar, you get a dollar's worth of grace from that Eucharist. You know, I remember this one vision that this saint had, that she sort of had this question of why, when people receive the Eucharist, we have so many different effects, that not everyone is transformed into a saint. And the response, the person was kind of shown these sort of candles, and each person had a candle, and the brighter the candle, the larger the faith, the more they received. Well, our faith is shown by our actions, specifically by that trust in God, where it hurts, right where it hurts, with your money. That's how you show faith in God. Why? Because that's hard. That's the hardest thing. So you offer in the collection, he offers that to God, and then we receive the Eucharist, and we receive whatever we're petitioning God based to the degree of how much we've given. That's why sometimes you walk on a mouse having received the body and blood of Jesus, but not really reaping the fruits of it, because we can only receive the resurrection of Jesus insofar as we're crucified. To the degree that we're crucified, to that degree we receive resurrection. And money represents that. I want you this Lent to get as much out of the Mass as possible, to have everything that you do directed at that, of increasing the sacrifice that you put in that basket, so that when you receive Jesus, you receive as much resurrection power as possible. That's what Lent is about. Dying so that we can receive the resurrection in all of Easter. How much should you put in? Now, there's the common answer of the tithe, you know, 10%. But let me suggest to you at least this. Mass is an hour long. Put in that basket an hour's salary. If you make $20 an hour, put $20 in there. If you make $50 an hour, put $50 in there. If you make $100 an hour, put that in there, etc. And if you make a salary like $100,000 a year, divide that by the amount of time you work, figure out how much you make per hour, and put that in the basket. And listen for that prayer. When you put that amount, which I'm guessing is going to be more than what you currently do, and you hear that priest say, "Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours," that's going to mean something to you. And then you're going to petition God for something. You have to ask God for something. I always, when I go to Mass, ask God for something from that Mass, some specific grace through the Eucharist. And then he prays all the Eucharistic prayers, and you're being crucified with him because you're putting a real sacrifice in there. That's united to Jesus. It's offered to the Father, and then we get a return. That's how it works. My friends, kick up this Lent that it may be amazing, that it not just be any other Lent. Offer as many sacrifices as you can. Live a life of holiness. And then when it counts, when Mass comes, our highest prayer, you put in an amount that hurts. Put it in that basket as a sacrifice. Die with Jesus and reap in the Eucharist the fruits of his resurrection. My friends, please support this channel. Pray for me. I will keep you in my prayers. Continue enjoying the grace of Lent. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.